Hello everyone and welcome to Baby Steps. I'm Scott. A little bit different of an episode today. Been going through a lot of work on myself. This coincides with last week's episode. If you have not heard it, definitely give it a listen. But we're going to do something a little bit different today. Some of you may think it's a little overdramatic, but it's something, it's a big decision for me. It may not seem like it to you, but for me it is. But I also want to have some fun with it. So, here in a second, we are going to have a mock press conference for myself. So, hope you enjoy it, and we'll get going here in a second. Okay, I appreciate everyone coming today. Been going through a lot, and I have a major announcement to make. I'm 45 years old. For the last 40 years of my life, I've been a competitor. I've competed in everything. I've seen the highest of highs and the lowest of lows in competition. This isn't to pat myself on the back or pump myself up, but some of my accomplishments in tennis, third place at the Clinton Invitational my junior year, second place in Mississippi Athletic Conference tournament my senior year, third place at the Pleasant Valley Open my senior year as well. I also have a third place finish in a golf tournament when I was younger as well. Also in a basketball league my senior year of high school, we went undefeated. It wasn't with the school, it was for a league for people that didn't make the school team, but we went, I believe it was 8-0, 10-0, something like that in that league. So I've seen the highest of highs, but I've also seen the lowest of lows. Getting cut from the basketball team in high school twice. Running track, but hurting my knee and never really giving it a go. But on top of that, you know, when it comes to track, at least I was on the, I did make the sophomore track team and we won the conference title. I couldn't participate at the conference tournament that year, but still officially a part of that team. So there's been a lot. But like I said, there's been lows, hurting my knee, losing in the first round of regionals in tennis my senior year against a guy that had beaten twice that season. Going into the conference championship match that year and basically just laying an egg out of the sheer fact of I was just happy that I was there. My whole goal was to get to the match, the first guy in the school history to do it, but I forgot the point of a tournament is to win the tournament. Just not even in athletics, but I've competed in everything. After high school, I went into radio broadcasting, highly competitive field. 5-time award nominee, 3 times by the Iowa Broadcast Association, 2x by the Iowa Associated Press, also the Northwest News Association. So I've accomplished a lot, but it also came with a price as well. The price of a really bad perfectionism problem where all of those accomplishments were never enough. And I enjoyed sports. But that perfectionism took all the fun out of it. The 3 years I played tennis in high school was absolutely miserable for me. I drove myself, probably drove my parents and everyone around me crazy. I got into fights with people, constantly competing with people that were my good friends. And it just took over. Same thing in radio. On top of that, with all of the perfectionism, it causes a fair bit of paranoia. And for me, it was a lot of paranoia. I was award nominated, and there wasn't a day to go by that I didn't think I was going to get fired. I lived that way for 14 years. That was my radio career. And then I got out of it for 11 years and came back to it 2 years ago, and it just wasn't the same. Here recently, I've gotten into archery. I got my first bow, a recurve bow, almost a year ago. And immediately my first thought was, okay, well, how many tournaments can I do with this? I did do one tournament, and then realized that there wasn't a lot of recurve tournaments, so I ended up getting a compound bow and immediately began practicing for the state qualifiers through the ASA, the Archery Shooters Association. Again, I enjoy archery, but that constant pushing and pushing to try to get it all right so they can qualify for state and all these tournaments truly took the fun out of it. I used to love playing video games, and that's difficult for me now because of all the online stuff, and I was on some semi-pro teams and along that matter, and it's just been to a point to where I'm not able to have fun doing anything. I used to play Magic the Gathering, the card game, but I couldn't just go to it and have fun on a Friday night. I mean, I couldn't just go to the tournaments. There always had to be more, and then it was always frustrating because I saw these guys have all these amazing cards and stuff. I'm just like, well, I don't have the money to do that. And it was just never fun for me. I tried many different types of card games, and it just was never fun. As much as I tried to talk myself into it, it was never fun. And that's been the big key for my whole life since I was 5 years old when this started. It was never fun. And some people have asked me a very direct question, especially when it came to archery, is why can't you just go shoot your bow and have fun? One of my ex-wives, Alexis's mom, even asked me, why does it always have to build towards a tournament for you? And those were good questions. A lot of it has been my personality from that early point. I became obsessed with this perfection that I was trying to accomplish. And it developed a disorder, which is called borderline personality disorder, or the nice way that they put it is emotional intensity. My emotions are way more intense than what they should be, especially when it comes to stuff. I become obsessed. I become locked in. It hurts me with relationships, especially with females. To a point to where it will scare people away. Because I get too connected too fast. I don't give enough time. I've ran people out of my life. And the easiest way to put it, especially when it comes to relationships, is when you go out on a date with someone, you want to make a good impression, you want to have a good time, and hopefully it leads to a second date. Not with me. There's always more to it. It's not getting to the second date is this person going to be someone that I could be long-term with? I'm just going out with this person for the first time. I may have talked to them for several weeks, But that's how it works with me, and that intensity, it's also very hard for me to hide it. So it's very visible, it's very out in the open. And it also leads to a lot of either women wanting to be friends with me or not even wanting to be friends because they don't want to deal with that. But it all comes back to that core of competitiveness, you know? It even in relationships, it's like it's something I have to win. And that's not a good way to put it either. So I brought you all here today for this press conference where, at 45 years old, I'm officially retiring from competition. I was supposed to go to Iowa City yesterday, Saturday, April 20th, to the first ASA qualifier of the year. Couple days before that, on Wednesday, that question was asked to me, why can't I just have fun? And I began to think about it and realized if I'm truly going to make changes and move forward in my life, it has to start here. I'm going to start therapy here in a couple of days. That's going to help out, but I know that this has to be part of that change. So that's why I'm making this announcement today. I want to enjoy things again, or enjoy things for the first time. I know it's not going to happen right away. I'm now starting to realize everything is a process and it takes time. Excuse me. I can't speed run through everything. I don't understand everything, and that's okay. That's the other part of this too, is I hate not understanding. Because in my heart, I always believe that I can understand it or figure it out. And that's the other part of this too, is that I have this belief in myself, but it doesn't always come out or portray itself to other people because I've tried to be humble my whole life. But in that humility, I've allowed myself to be trampled upon. It doesn't come out. I remember I dated someone or went out on a couple of dates with someone recently, and that was one of the things she said to me was, I just feel like you're uneasy and you don't believe in yourself. Well, that's not the case, I do. At the core of me, and I think I said this last week, so if you haven't heard it, if you go back and listen, you'll hear it for a second time. I think I know I am a great guy and can make someone happy. I know that deep in my heart. I know how to treat people, but I don't always show it. Because along the line, through this, getting advice from people, I was told that way of thinking is arrogant and not good. A lot of this, I talked about running people out of my life, and the reason why I've ran them out of my life is a lot of times with this emotional intensity, if I don't hear what I'm hoping to hear, I do not know how to react to it. Instead of just taking it in stride and maybe trying to do things to improve on it, I just freak out. And it's caused me to make some poor decisions in my life. So to kind of go back, why can't I have fun in things? Because I never learned how to. Everything was always crafted, everything was always pointed towards perfection, being good at it. Being able to show all those people that told me that I was never going to amount to anything, that I am good. And that's the funny thing is, I did it. Beginning of this press conference, I went over many accomplishments in my life. And through my whole life, I've downplayed all of them because they weren't good enough. But at the core of what was the cause of this was I needed to show everyone that I was good. And if you go back over those, yeah, I was pretty good. And again, that's not in an arrogant way. That's in a reflective way of now I can look at it like, yeah, I wasn't bad. I just never had the time or gave myself the time to appreciate what I was doing. So that is why I'm taking myself out of competition. I'm not going to do tournaments. I still play pickleball a couple times a week. I'm not going to be able to play over the next couple of days because my gout is acting up again over the last few days. So I need to get that healed back up. I'm going to continue to shoot my bow, but it's just going to be for fun and maybe just to get practice in, so when we get back to the bow hunting season here in the fall, I'll be ready to go. But it doesn't just go into those. It's even fishing. I was not able to have fun fishing because I always felt like I had to catch a bunch of fish, and if I didn't catch anything, I felt bad. I went with a couple friends from church a couple times last year and just felt embarrassed and felt horrible because they're catching fish and I wasn't. It's not about that. It's about just going out there and having fun, about it being peaceful. And at one point it was peaceful for me because everything else around me at that time was in such chaos that I needed some peace. But even then, I turned it into that because I was going to do fishing tournaments and all this sort of stuff. So I'm just completely getting that all out of it. I can go play pickleball on Sundays and Mondays and compete on those days. But it just ends on those days. I don't need to practice for a tournament. I don't need to do... I can't have that anymore. And it's all part of surrendering to God. And through that surrender, there are things and desires and wants that we have that sometimes we have to sacrifice in our life. And that is the biggest thing, that if I'm truly going to move on with my life, this has to be sacrificed. It has to end. Because it's been affecting everything. I've been married twice. If I ever want any sort of normal, functioning relationship, I have to get rid of this first. I have to be able to get my emotions, my thoughts, everything under control. And I can't do it alone. I have to do it with God. And that's part of this is that I feel it's God telling me that I have to let this go. So that's what I'm doing. Is it going to be easy? No. It was not easy on Saturday to sit here knowing that I could have been in Iowa City at that tournament. Wasn't easy. And I'm sure down the road there's going to be things that are going to come up that's not going to make it easy for my decision. But at this point, it's what has to be done. That passion, that desire, that never quit, that everything that I had, that warrior spirit that I've clung on to with that. When people would ask me that question, why can't you just have fun? Well, I've got this competitive spirit that's a part of me, and I can't let that go. Well, that's a lie. It has to be let go in that aspect. But that drive, that passion, that willing to learn, that willing to improve, can be used elsewhere. And I know that's what God wants for me. He has a plan for me, but it doesn't involve an archery tournament. It doesn't involve me going to state in archery. It doesn't involve me playing pickleball tournaments. It doesn't involve any of that. It involves, excuse me, using the gifts that He gave me. Passion, desire, willingness to learn, even a little bit of that obsession. He gave that all to me to use for Him, which I have never done. And that's the hardest part about this, is I don't really know where this is going to lead. But I know I'm not doing it alone now, because I've been trying to do it alone for 40 years and it does not work. Now I have God guiding me. I have my church family guiding me. So I think that is going to wrap it up. Appreciate everyone for coming, and we will talk to you again.